So they do Sturm Center in the afternoon. What do you guys do on the weekend?
Sturm Center.
On the weekend means the Sunday morning program. The highest rated Sunday morning radio program in DFW in the building is a work in progress.
From 9 to noon.
From 9 to noon.
If there's no Cowboy game that day.
Right.
With Mino and Monty. And I've been on the show a couple of times. I enjoy it. And I enjoy listening, too. You guys just have a nice pace. It's a cool... I don't know. I love it. I really do.
Thank you.
And I love this bit that you're about to do. So if you're going to complain that they're doing this bit on our airwaves from noon to 3, the precious time slot, well, I called for it. And if it sucks, they did it. And if it's great, I called for it. Right?
Yeah, that's fair. David and I have done this.
I like it because I'm very familiar with the music because of my kids, and I think you guys might be familiar because you were kids.
I didn't really listen to it when I was a kid, but...
I think this started a little bit after our time.
Okay.
Because we grew up... A lot of the music that they cover, I guess you could say, is pop music, hip-hop.
I'm referring to Kids Bop, by the way.
Yes. We grew up listening to edited... rap.
Walmart
CDs. Yes. So I guess that was the thing that our parents would let us listen to in the car, and now kids these days will listen to
Kids Bop.
Popular music covered by fellow kids.
Kids Bop with a Z, right?
Yes.
Kids.
Because you got to make it hip.
Right.
Kids. This is a local company. They're based out of the Metroplex.
Oh.
We've tried to have people on our show from the company, but we usually get turned down. We basically just want to speak to the writers because the lyric changes are what really make us laugh, and that's what we're going to play here. But it is funny, ever since we started doing this segment, and we've probably done it 7 or 8 times, just going through whenever they drop new albums, or we'll go back and look at some of their greatest hits. It's amazing how many people will contact us and say, "We listen to this crap all the time." We had no idea. I thought that this was a bit that had a very small niche audience. And then now I'm finding out that even you used to listen to this. I had no idea people actually consume this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, you know, I have kids.
It's so bad. It's because what they do is they get kids to cover versions of these songs. And the reason we started doing this bit is because they don't always choose the most, you know, 100% clean song. You know, there's stuff in there that even if it's not flat out cursing, it's adult themed. You know what I mean? It's waking up in an apartment I don't know, or we're going to go dance until we pass out, or it's drug use, or it's stuff like that. And you're not going to sing those lyrics verbatim if you're an 8-year-old recording this in Louisville, or if you're trying to appeal to Dan's kids. So you have to change some things up. And what's always made us laugh is A, the things they feel that they have to remove, and then also the lyrics they put in their place. And that's what spawned this segment. So we'll play a couple here, and then we'll play some more at 2:30, because this Kids Bop has made over 40 albums, and they started around 2000 or so. So there's a lot of material. I pulled 10 to 12 that we can play here. So I'm going to start with one of the more tame ones. This is the Jonas Brothers. Dan, I don't know how much of their work you've consumed, but this is the Jonas Brothers. This is their song Sucker.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. Follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and maybe you know it's obvious.
So the thing there,
stumbling out of bars.
Yeah, do you think kids are going to be stumbling out of bars? So the game that I like to play with David is what's going to be changed and what are they going to change it to? Because it's usually really corny.
Can we all play?
We've done this enough that we can kind of guess what they're changing it to.
Okay, so stumbling out of bars, they're going to change to...
Looking at all the cars.
Yeah, I was going to go with cars. Play with the cars.
Taking a rocket to Mars.
Not quite that. All right, here we go.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling really far. I follow you through the dark and get enough.
Okay, so dancing on the cars. We got cars right.
Stumbling
really far.
What?
Kind of a give up.
So this person just can't quite catch their balance, and they're stumbling really far. Like you said, David.
So they're not just using a variety of words to make it sound rhyme. They're trying to make it make sense a little bit. Because you're dancing on the car.
Do they have like a strict deadline that they have to get to?
That's what we want to know. We want to get inside these writers' heads because...
I feel like they have time.
I bet Blake will book them.
That would be great. I would love that. That would make Friday's show great. Talk to them in the party.
Sure.
Yeah, so sometimes they're like that where they just real give up. They change one line. But then you have other ones here. So we're going to play a couple here from Lil Nas X. I'm sure you're familiar with his song Old Town Road, Dan. That was a pretty popular song, especially
with the kids. I was beaten by that for like a year, yeah.
All right, so let's play the original first cut of Old Town Road.
Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask.
What does he say there?
Riding on my tractor, lean all in my bladder.
Ooh, that's the purple.
They got a little styrofoam cup.
I never knew that's what he said.
Cheated on my baby?
That actually doesn't get changed. It's just the lean part.
Oh, so kids can have
an
affair.
Infidelity doesn't have an age.
I'll say spleen next to my bladder.
David, it's not fair. You have guessed all these, so you should have a bit of a leg up.
Okay.
So what is it? Lean?
Lean all in my bladder.
Lean in my bladder. Yes, has to have something to do with a ladder.
Hmm.
You would think.
Lean up against the ladder.
That's, yeah. That's a good guess.
Let's find out.
Tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor. Riding on a bladder. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her.
That makes no sense.
Wait, what did he say?
Riding on my bladder.
Riding on my bladder.
And then cheated on my baby.
You know, you just take a quick ride on your bladder.
I mean, technically, aren't we all, I guess?
Just riding our organs.
We're, like, on top of it.
In this little blue marble. What? That's give up. Like, they didn't have... They couldn't even do the ladder part, so... I don't know. We're just riding on our bladder. I got nothing else. This is like Blake said. This is a deadline thing.
I feel like... I like writing parody songs. I think I could be hired by these guys and do better.
All right. Well,
that's when we book them. It's really a job interview.
Yeah. We just say what we could do. It's a little better. All right. Here's another cut from Old Town Road. Here's a cut from the original.
Life is a movie. Bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty.
Bull riding in a movie. Right? Is that what he said?
No, he said bull riding and boobies.
Oh, I thought he said Borat in a movie.
That's okay, my guess. Borat.
They just naturally come to you,
so,
man.
So what did he say?
So right there he said, my life is a movie, bull riding and boobies, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
I'm going to go bull riding and cooties.
Say bull riding is groovy.
And he also, I think they also changed Wrangler on my booty.
Yeah, so based on the other one, they don't like to change a lot of words, right?
It's just like one word.
So he'll keep bull riding. I think Mino's got a good guess.
All right. Let's see what they say.
My life is a movie, bull riding and bougie. That way I'm from Gucci, Wrangler like on TV.
What did it get changed to?
So they changed it to... Bull riding and bougie.
Not bad.
And Wrangler like on TV. You know, the Brett Favre ads where he's tossing the pigskin in the mud. I guess that's what they're referring to.
That is bad.
Why are you saying bougie is not bad? What does that mean?
Bougie. Bull riding
it's
in
like
bougie.
Fancy.
Yeah, bougie.
Mm-hmm. It's just weird. They sure left in boobies there. All right, we got plenty more Kids Bop lyric changes next on.
Yeah, you snack it on some milk and cookies. Bring a playlist of Kids Bop for this milk and cookies. Give me everything you got for these milk and cookies. Eat it up, I have a bunch. Extra fudge and extra crunch. Put this cookie right in your face. Dunk the milk like a kid at lunch. Oreo, I want to try. I eat a peanut butter pie. Yum in my mouth, look in my eyes. This cookie is great, come take a bite. Eat all night like I'm the guy. Let's go play, I'll bring moon pie. I want you to park that big macadamia nut right in this cookie jar. Cookies and cream, make me scream. Out of milk, make
I
it
love
clean.
It.
If I cook, I will clean.
Trey's a high effort
those
guy.
Green beans. Gobble me, swallow me, Tiff treats the sodomy.
You can guess what they what he edited out.
I eat dessert before dinner, that's my philosophy. Chocolate chips.
Well, I hate to interrupt this, but Elton John is coming to Globe Life Field on Thursday, September 30th, 2022. Don't miss the legendary Sir Elton John. You can purchase tickets at eltonjohn.com next Wednesday at 10 a.m., or you can try and win yours from the ticket in AEG Presents by texting Elton to 22126.
Yeah, we asked Trey to find songs that there's no way you could make this Kids Bop friendly, and he did it. And that's one of them. That's the WAP song. Trey's the best.
Probably the most underrated thing he's done at the station is that song.
Yep. It's a good one. All right. 2:39 is the time. You're listening to The Hang Zone. We're doing part two of Kids Bop lyric changes. I don't know if we're going to be able to top what we just heard, but we'll try. We have a few more here to play, Dan. We'll start with this one. This is a song from Post Malone and Swae Lee off the Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack called Sunflower. And we're going to play right here on the ticket.
Ooh, certain things you just can't refuse. She want to ride me like a cruise, and I'm not trying to lose.
Did I hear ride me like a
yep.
goose? What did you ride me like?
Like a cruise.
Like a cruise, okay. Yeah. I guess you wouldn't ride a goose.
No, I mean, if you're tiny, if you're Hasbulla, maybe you could ride a goose. I knew that would play well in this room. No, yeah, you're probably not going to refer to that if you're a child.
Ride on the caboose.
Ooh.
My guess.
That's somehow even dirtier?
No.
I think they're going to get political and say she wants to vote for Ted Cruz.
But this was before he left for Cancun. Yeah. Okay, let's find out if...
Or wait. I'm going to lead block like the moose.
I'm going to read 50 Shades of Grey like moose.
Bring it!
What'd he say? She say?
She want to go off on a cruise.
Go off so, on know. A cruise. Okay, I got to remember, they're not changing a lot of words.
Sometimes not. You know, less is more, I think, in some of these situations.
I'm trying to be more too creative. That's my curse.
That's what you've always saddled with, your creativity. I mean, like I said, maybe when you get interviewed for the writing position, you go too far and then let them reel you back in.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what they're looking for. All right. This is a song from Lorde.
They're just looking to make lots of money real quick.
That's the music business, unfortunately. It's not for the art.
That's very sad.
All right. This is Lorde's original hit, Royals.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care.
So this one you may need to hear again because there is a lot in this one. So I'll play this one for you again. There's a lot that has to be
tell
changed.
Me what's in there first and then I'll be able to hear it again.
So she says every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, and trash in the hotel room.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this is
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose,
So we have a few changes.
I don't know that they would change tripping in the bathroom, because that you could construe, you know, that
slip
as
on
you're
a banana peel
attempting to walk.
Let's see, gold teeth,
great goose has to be one,
and hair mousse.
You a nice little dude.
Ooh,
going.
Okay.
What's the next line?
Tripping in the bathroom.
How about
does
slipping?
Get
slipping in the bathroom.
Okay, you're on the right track. And then we also have blood stains has to be changed.
Sugar craze.
Mud stains.
Oh my
Ooh,
god.
That's a good that's, one.
That might even be worse.
That's a little too
not that kind of mud.
I'll say Great Danes.
Slipping in your pants.
Not
all right.
That kind of mud.
But every song's like gold teeth, gold goose, singing in the bathroom, grass stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care.
Grass stains, was it?
Yep.
Gold goose. Singing in the bathroom.
Singing in the bathroom.
There
and
we
then,
go.
Yep, and then gold goose. A nice little gold
okay,
goose.
Okay, so that? Really they're making the lyrics make no sense.
That's the thing.
They're
sometimes
just changing
they,
one word to make, but it doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. In this case, blood stains to grass stains, really easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then just gold goose, like, yeah, we just have a golden goose while we're singing in the bathroom. All right, let's go to
Why
another
not?
One here. We have another two-parter. This is from Flo Rida, the song GDFR.
What does he say?
He says, your girl just kissed a girl. I do buy chicks.
Girl just kissed a girl. I do buy chicks. So, are they going to change girl or kissed or all of it?
They're going to go hugged.
Girl hugged a girl.
I say hi to chicks.
You're pretty close. Your girl just did a twirl. I do high kicks.
Oh, yes.
So that your girl's twirling and this guy's just high kicking.
This one makes sense.
Sounds like a fun time.
That does make a little sense.
Oh, goodness. All right, one more from this song here. Once again, this is Flo Rida's GDFR, which stands for Going Down For Real, Dan. I can just roll up because I'm swole up. So that birthday cake in the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No thoughts, only in the color covers. I said records, wretches, hold up. So again, another long one. I should tell you, he says, I could just roll up because I'm swole up. Those both get changed. And then also at the end of that, he says, it's no thoughts, only Anna Kournikova's. Do you know what thoughts are, Dan? I'm saying thoughts, THOTS.
No.
Would anyone else on the show like to explain what a thought is to Dan?
I'll pass.
I don't know.
It's a less than desirable woman. We'll go with that.
That hoe over there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say that, Blake?
I didn't want it to be a drop later.
Yeah, what's Mino going to play his own drop? Mino's Teflon. You don't have to worry about it. All right, here's the Kidz Bop version. I could just blow up because I show up to that birthday cake, get a one up. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. That autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. Snow game only at the Kournikova. I say rackets, rackets. So they say I could just go up because I'll show up.
Instead of roll up and swole up.
Yep. And then at the end, it's no game. Only Anna Kournikova. Again, this is one of those songs where you probably just, you don't have to do it.
That's what I'm wondering. It just feels like Kidz have a ton of songs that are timeless type things.
Yeah.
But you have to use.
This one didn't have to be on there.
Like we have to teach them today's hit music too.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. It's making sure that they're included in today's pop music. All right, two more for you, Dan. Let's start with this one. This one is from Drake. This is a song that came out right at the beginning of the pandy last year. This is a song called Toosie Slide, which sounds like a word Mike would say. Toosie. It is Toosie Slide.
Don't you want to dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you the passion. It's a thriller in a track. Where we from? Baby, don't you want to dance?
This one's a weird one. This is a really weird one. Did you hear what he said at the beginning?
Mm-mm.
Do you want to dance with me? Nah, I could dance like Michael Jackson. Do you think we're going to get a Michael Jackson reference in a kid's bop song?
So that's just the thought of Michael Jackson even is not good?
They have to get rid of it.
I'm going to go with, do you want to play with me? I can coach like Phil Jackson.
I mean, he's problematic even these days.
Yeah, there's not a chance that that's it. But it's, you'll still be dancing like somebody, but what are you going to be dancing like?
They just make it a little more broad. Also, they change the lyric, I could give you thug passion. That's what he says there. That's obviously not going to stay. So here is the Kidz Bop version of Toosie Slide. If I could find it here. There it is.
Don't you want to dance with me? No, I could dance like I'm a Jackson. I could sing it with passion. It's a thriller in the trap. Where we from? Baby, don't...
So I could dance like I'm a Jackson. I could be any of them. I could be Freddie. I could be Tito.
Reggie.
I could be Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. A lot of little kids have that. Yeah. Don't need you to specify.
I just thought it was great that they said, yeah, probably not going to make a Michael Jackson reference in our kids song. Because then you have to have a conversation. They have to watch.
Did he change more in there?
Finding
or no?
Neverland.
Or what was
and
the
then the other
thing?
One was, I could give you thug passion. They Kidz Bop changed it to, I could sing it with passion.
Okay.
And the last one here, Dan, is an absolute favorite of David and mine's. David, you're exempt from this one because I know you know this one. This is the Nicki Minaj song, Starships. I'll play the original for you, and then I'm going to play for you a Kidz Bop chant that'll haunt your dreams.
Certainly you're getting higher than an MF.
The last part right there is problematic.
You don't think they're going to say that in the kids' song? Higher than a MF?
They are not.
What was the lyric leading into that? Or we've already determined it doesn't make sense, so they're just going to change some kind of
yeah,
word.
All that other stuff is good. Starships were meant to fly, hands up and touch the sky. Let's do this one last time. But then it's the we're higher than an MF-er that's...
Okay, so you're going to be a starship, so you do want to be high. But you could still be higher than something, but it's the MF-er probably is the problem here. Because higher can mean more than just drugs.
So this is going to be something that we didn't... You're not going to see too much in what we play today.
A mother scratcher.
Whenever Kidz Bop doesn't have anything... They just reference themselves.
What is it? We're Kidz Bop what?
We're taking over.
Oh, a little Trey voice.
Imagine just the Kidz Bop kids running the streets as an armed militia with this anthem playing from their tanks.
We're Kidz Bop and we take over!
That's awesome, man. Good memories there, too.
There's Kidz Bop, yeah. I know you like that, man.
All right, it's 10 till 3.